your thoughts on today's announcement. What did you feel coming into this camp? How realistic did you feel you could have been the starter for this franchise week one?
Oh, for me, as I stated, camp first started, and I just wanted to try to learn as much as I could and try to get better each and every day and not make the same mistakes twice. So I take my hats off to Matt. He's been playing great this preseason, and I'm just going to continue to just learn under him.
Were you surprised by the decision?
Not at all. You know, like I said, Matt has been playing some really good football so far, and you know, he's been great in just mentoring the guys in the room. So, you know, it was an overall team decision, and you know, I'm very excited for Matt.
Do you like not being thrown to the Wolves? I mean, do you feel like this is a good situation for you to?
As I stated, once I got drafted, I felt that this was the perfect situation for me. And, you know, right now I'm just able to just learn, sit back and continue to learn, but also learn and prepare myself as a starter because, you know, as a backup, you're one play away from being out there in the gridiron with the guys. So, for me, it's a great situation because I can, you know, get a feel, get more comfortable in this offense, and just try to get better.
Teddy, as you get into it now with fewer reps in practice, how do you manage still trying to develop in that situation?
That's all about just taking advantage of each rep and each opportunity that you get when you're out there. So for me, you know, I'm just going to continue, like I said, prepare myself and approach each day as if I am a starter. And also I'm just going to continue to support Matt, support the entire offensive unit.
Even though you're obviously not starting, do you feel good about your preseason? I mean, certainly you've had a good preseason.
Yes, I feel pretty good about the preseason because I've been able to make strides and get better each game. But I also feel that I still have a lot to learn and a long way to go. So, you know, I'm just going to use this time this next week. We're going to prepare for Tennessee and just going to try to continue to just build off the momentum that I have so far.
Teddy, does this drive, does this make you work harder and want to, you know, does it kind of kick up your drive a little bit? And what things do you want to learn?
Of course. Being a competitor, you always, you know, have that drive and, you know, want to get better each and every day. But for me, I'm just going to continue to just work on, you know, learning this offense in and out, whether it's protections, you know, learning how to break down film better or learning how to just put together a game plan. I'm just going to try to continue to get better in each and every field.
How does it change now that you know you're the backup?
It doesn't change at all because, like I said, I still have to, you know, stay sharp, like I say, as a backup. No matter if it's a cornerback, a center, you always have to be sharp and ready to play because you're one snap away. So for me, like I said, I'm going to continue to just take advantage of each rep and just train as if I'm a starter still.
Teddy, how much value do you think you'll find in just being able to watch Matt go to work in game day and see how he approaches things? And
I think I found a great value in that because Matt, you know, he's going on his 10th year in the league, and he's a guy who's, you know, led a team to the playoffs. He knows what it takes to play a full NFL season. So for me, I can just continue to just gain that knowledge from him, and also just I can see what motivates him, what drives him each and every day, and I'm just going to continue to just look forward to learning from him.
What's the key to staying sharp? Because like you said, you've been the starter for years, and now how do you adjust for, you know, being one play away instead of knowing you're going to have a game to play?
The biggest key is, like I say, knowing that you're one play away from actually being in the game. So, for me, that's how I stay sharp, stay on top of my game, and just, you know, tell myself that, hey, you know, anything can happen, no matter what position. Like I said, it could be a cornerback, offensive lineman. You're one play away from being out there, and when your numbers call, you have to be ready. So, you know, that right there just drives me to continue to try to get better.
Are you impressed yourself with how you played in the preseason? I mean, you're throwing these touchdown passes, but you're not jumping all over the field going, whoa, that was unbelievable. I just did that.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. But, you know, I'm impressed with the group of young guys that have been out there with me also. You think about the offensive line with Antonio Richardson, David Yankee, Jeff Baca, and with a veteran center like Joe Berger. You have guys on the outside making plays. You know, it makes it easy for a quarterback when you have – big guy like Rodney Smith or a quick guy like Jairus Wright, Adam Thielen making plays. So for me, I'm pretty impressed with the way things are going, but I'm even happier for the group of guys that have been out there with me.
Eddie, where have you made the biggest improvement since they drafted you?
I think I made the biggest improvement in just my decision-making and being more decisive with the football. And I stated that Coach Noah Turner, he's always telling me to be quicker in my reads, be quicker in my progression. So I think that I've been doing a good job of, you know, just playing faster, just playing relentlessly. As I say, I still have a long way to go.
Good.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.